everyone that is tuning in. Thank you, Cherry, for coming on this live show / podcast. Our podcast is about the happy woman, the happy woman. So this is a happy woman's show. I'm AK, and I am a social and digital entrepreneur. So I help a lot of women in getting them to have automated services, in making extra income from home online. Because as women, we know that a lot of the things that we worry about is about money. And not just that. So I help a lot of women with their mindset work, and also helping women to just be happy. My mission in life is just to ensure that every woman that comes across me is happy, because as women, we tend to worry about a lot of things, and it actually takes a lot of work in terms of training our mind, retraining our mind, to be able to have that mindset to just be happy. It looks simple, but it is not simple. So that's why I'm having a show, bringing lots of different, you know, women on to talk about their stories. These are professional women providing professional services, but on this show, you will be hearing about their transformation journey and how they've been able to use the concept of happiness as a catalyst in their transformation. So welcome, Cherry, to the show. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, excellent. How are you today?
Good. It is, I'm in the U.S., and so it's the middle of my day here. I know it's towards the end of your day.
I see. Great, great, great. So what made you to come on this show? When you saw the ad and you decided to come on the show, what is it that made you to come on the show?
Well, I think that, I think I'm aligned with your mission. I think that I also work really hard to make sure that I offer out to the world, to women, to help them be happier in life. I specifically focus on helping them be happy in their marriage, but it's this overarching idea that I want people to live well.
Excellent. So what made you to choose what you are doing, like helping women? Is there anything behind? What's the story behind why you decided to help women to have happy marriages?
I have been on a journey throughout my life, and it started without a lot of intention. I started working with teenagers. It was the opportunity that came to me. And I really loved working with teenagers, but it was a little frustrating for me and for them because they have so little control over their lives. So I brought their parents in and started working with the whole family and saw that I could change the whole family and things could get better. But it was when I discovered that I really only needed the parents in the room to work on their relationship. And I didn't even need the kids in the room in order for the kids' lives to get better. And I've been doing couples work for many years. And then recently I realized that I really can impact the whole family just by working with women, not just on how to fix the stuff in their marriage, but when they bring this wholehearted, happy self to that marriage, it doesn't mean that they work more or they're more responsible for it getting better. It means that they are actually living out the life that they want and bringing this positive energy back to the family, that happiness.
Wow. That is so, so good. That's so good. Okay. So in terms of your own personal transformation, what is it about the happiness that you think that you had used to kind of help you in your transformation before you go on to become a therapist to help other women?
Well, I think that one of the decisions that I made early on in my marriage made a huge difference for me. And I thought I would just share that with you. I had kids, and I had been working for a while when I had kids. And I initially thought that staying home with my kids might be a good thing. But it became really, really clear to me early on that I would be a happier and better person and a happier and better wife and a happier and better mother, like much better mother, if I continued to work. And even though that meant I couldn't spend all of my time with my kids, that it was important that I was a happier person and therefore could be a better mom to them. And so I was able to juggle my schedule and my husband so that they weren't in childcare a lot in my situation, but I felt like I was still staying true to who I was while I was parenting.
Okay. Wow. That is really, really good. And in terms of the work that you've been doing, what do you derive any satisfaction from it, or what impact are you seeing? What are some real life experiences that you've seen in terms of the work that you're doing?
Well, I have a 20-year history now of helping couples stay together. And so that's a really powerful thing. In my therapy practice, I have helped couples who come to me deciding whether they're going to stay together or on the brink of separating, and then helping them figure out how to live well together so that they not only get back to the place where it was good, but actually have a better relationship than they had in the past. So that makes me even happier that I didn't stay home with my kids, because mm-hmm. I've now contributed this big thing, this thing that feels really powerful into the world. So my work now, when I work with women, that opens up a whole new territory of helping women really connect with who they are and what they need out of life, and then be able to grow, but be able to grow in a way that doesn't threaten that marriage.
I see. What are some of the kind of issues that you see on a daily basis in terms of relationships?
How do you get your spouse to share the workload? How do you get them to hear you when you're upset about something and think that maybe they need to step in and change their behavior in some way? And then just women have so much responsibility. We wear so many hats, we juggle so many balls. And so I think a lot of women, particularly as we're still in the pandemic, I think a lot of women are just feeling really burnt out and lacking that personal fulfillment in life because they've been in this crisis mode for so long.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you help the women as well in terms of, do you just provide help to the couples, or do you look in terms of, let's say, issues around domestic violence? Do you kind of work with them to explain the impact on children? Because we know that's quite a big issue, especially those that are married and they're having children, and children are being exposed to this sort of, you know, toxic relationships that they're having.
Yeah, everything that the parents do trickles down onto the kids. We talk about, are parents better off together or apart? Mm-hmm. And what is the best thing for the kids? And what I know is that it is better for the kids if the parents are not fighting. So they can be together and not fight, or they can be apart and not fight. But it is whether they are fighting that makes a difference for the kids. So when you talk about domestic violence, that is one of the areas that I don't do much work in, because it is one of the few places that it's really, really hard for a couple to come back from that. Now, domestic violence versus fighting sometimes couples get into this like scuffling with each other, which is a little different than your traditional domestic violence. And that's where like the emotions get too high and they are both kind of out of control in that argument. And they can come back from that, but that's not safe for them. That's not safe for their kids. So that's kind of the extreme example.
Examples. Okay. So in your opinion, or, you know, we just want our audience to know, what is your ideal clients? What sort of people do you actually really work with?
Yeah, I love working with women who are kind of in the middle of their marriage. They realize that they're with someone who cares about them, but they just don't feel that deep connection. They wonder if they're living their best lives, and they sometimes fantasize about whether leaving would be better than staying.
And apparently there are no issues in terms of arguments or in terms of DV between them. And when I talk about DV, even arguments is classed as domestic violence. I'm not talking about the extreme bits about, being physical, because that's out of order. If somebody is being physical to you and you are in that relationship, I'm sure that is quite something different and difficult to deal with. But I'm saying where we've got issues, a lot of women are experiencing issues in their relationships, and it links to DV. They may be having differences of opinion. They may be having some arguments. You know, that feeling that you talk about, like they're not connected to their partner. But we all know that, you know, some of these issues, they're as a result of the family history and functioning, and in terms of what they observe in their early childhood, whilst growing up, and they tend to internalize these things and they show up in their adult life. So what I'm trying to get to is that, so you don't engage with this sort of women. I'm still trying to find out, who is this woman that would come to you? Because I know most relationships that will be looking for support, they've got all these elements with.
Yeah. No, and I think that what you just pointed out is a little bit of a difference of how we talk about the language. When I think about DV, I think about battering. But when you're talking about couples where they're in disagreement and they're arguing and they're bickering, most of the women that I work with, there is arguing. Usually there's a lot of silence or a lot of irritability or walking on eggshells. Yeah. And then there's arguments will kind of pop up or interspersed with them. And at its heart, they know that they chose someone who does love them, and they do have those feelings for their partner, even if they don't feel in love with them anymore. So these are people who generally want to save that relationship.
Yeah.
But they want to do it in a way that they're not adding more work to their plate. And they want to be able to connect with that partner. So absolutely, they've got to work through those places where they just don't mesh well together. There's places that are rough in the relationship, but they've brought those things to their spouse, and maybe their spouse is too busy or doesn't see it the same way as they do. So their spouse gives them that pushback and says, no, I'm not going to go to counseling. No, I'm not going to do a program with you.
Okay, that's really, I see. Right. Okay. So in terms of the work that you do, and in terms of does it have an impact? I mean, you might be working with a lot of women. Does it have an impact on your own personal life, and how do you tend to manage with that as well?
Yes, I think that we are all in the process of personal growth. I had this epiphany this week where I had this huge, I had clarity around an issue that I've been trying to deal with. And I thought about being an entrepreneur and how being an entrepreneur means that you go from one moment of clarity to the next moment of clarity. And it's like you're constantly opening up this new space.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the things that I try to bring to this work with women is like, there's this idea that we grow and then we kind of settle in and we make sense of what that is. And then we grow again and then we settle in and make sense of that. And then we grow again. So I really embrace that for myself. And I love those moments of clarity where I'm like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I finally understand why this is happening. And then I make use of that information.
Okay, that's good. Right. Are there any tips in terms of if someone is listening to this and, you know, there might be that kind of people that maybe having, yes, they love their partners, but they've been some sort of negative situations that they're finding it to really gel together. That's what I'm getting from you. People who really want to work on their relationship, they love one another, but they're not just there. And what sort of tips would you give to those people?
This is going to sound counterintuitive. And I think that that is at the heart of this work, is that sometimes you do something that changes the dynamic with your partner that doesn't seem like it would. So my tip would be to add small things to your life that give you moments of joy.
Yeah.
And don't let yourself think that there aren't those moments. Like, can you sit for 5 minutes and just breathe? Or one of my favorites lately has been to make homemade hot chocolate. It's cold where I am and that warmth. And so even though I'm still going about my busy day, being able to have that cup of hot chocolate, even if I'm not sitting to rest, that adds just that little bit of joy to my life. And the more of those little tiny things you can sprinkle through your life, that really brings that happiness that you then can bring back to every other part of your life.
I see. Okay. That's really good in terms of, yes, thinking of something that you can do, little bits, tiny bit of improvement, things that you can do for your self-care, self-love, and that kind of stuff and improve it. But we've got women, we're talking about reality here. We've got women who, you know, they may be married, they're having partners, they have jobs to go to, they've got homes to take care of. They've got children to look after. Maybe they've got businesses. It's just so overwhelming. How do they deal with the overwhelm to be able to have that time and space to say, you know, this is for me now. I need to do this in terms of the overwhelm is a lot.
If you feel like you don't have much time or space to do something for yourself, then I would find the smallest, tiniest, littlest thing you can do. For instance, I love the fluffiness of brand new socks. You know how when you put on those new socks and they just feel different than old socks?
Yeah.
Doing something as small as that, just having a pair of socks that are your favorite and make you feel snugly, or wearing an article of clothing that feels more like a hug than kind of, I don't know, the way business clothes feel. Like, so just find those ways to put that joy in and then like acknowledge that that feels good. You know, something that feels good to me is to get a hug. Okay, yeah. So if I fit a hug in with my spouse or I fit a hug in with my kid, then I've just added that drop of joy to my life.
Right.
So I think that we think of self-care as I need to plan a big trip or I need to spend the afternoon doing what I want to. And I really think that joy can be sprinkled in even in 5 second moments. And when you add those up, they add so much to our life.
That's right. Okay. So having said that, in terms of little things that can find you joy, I mean, from a personal perspective, I used to be a shopaholic. If, you know, I'm just tired or a little bit fed up. I get into the shops and spend my life, my life earnings, and I just shop. But I think with the lockdown, that has kind of helped me not to shop that way as well. Even though there's online, but there's just that feeling. Like me personally, I get into the shops and I try all those things on, and it makes me just feel happy. And I get out of there with bags of shopping. Yeah, but that's extreme. So what are some of the tips that you can give somebody who wants to do some sort of self-care, but they want to, then they go ahead and cause more issues into their life in the name of trying to have a little bit of self-care here and there?
So what are the little tiny things that you do during your day that give you joy? What do you do?
I've got my baby. I've got to cuddle with my baby.
Yeah, you cuddle with your baby. So what else gives you joy in your life?
Because I've done so much work on myself, I'm just joyful. To be honest, I experience joy and happiness every time. It's a mindset thing for me, and it took me a lot of work to work to where I am. I find joy in everything. I have to find joy in everything that I'm doing. Even in my work, I've got to find joy whatsoever I'm doing. If it is stressful, I'm just going to leave it. It's not worth it, because it doesn't just only affect me per se. It affects my health as well. Then I start feeling pain in my body and things like that. Stress doesn't come near me at all. I do not allow stress to come to me. So whatever that I'm doing, I have a very good mindset in terms of always, and it took a lot of work for me to be where I am, always thinking about the positive aspects of it. Irrespective of what is being, I've made up my mind, I've done the work, you know, and irrespective of what is being thrown out at me, I'm gonna turn it to a positive. So
that's perfect. That's it exactly. It's that, let me stop exactly where I am and find the thing that I'm joyful about. Like, let me look around. I'm at work. Okay, what about me at work feels joyful? I'm with my child. What about this moment can I say is joyful? Okay. So that would be it. Just that mindset of looking and appreciating those things. But the other thing that you said is that you pay attention to your body and you listen to it. And if your body says, this is not good for me, then you start saying, what do I need to adjust around me so that I can be joyful? Okay. So those are absolutely great ways of adding joy to your life.
Okay, excellent. Good. Yeah, so in terms of what we've been talking about, just a little break from what we are saying, and it's just a good point for me to interject here. So as I said, I'm a digital marketer. I help women to make money on automation. And one of the reasons that I decided to have this module to get into digital marketing, learn the skills and help other women to do this was because I wanted things that would be stress-free. I had to identify something that is stress-free. I don't want anything that I have to be stuck there and keep doing the same thing. And then by the end of it, you know, I'm feeling stressed. So with the kind of business that I do, I have to make sure that I set everything on automation and I just leave it to run. I may be busy with my baby. I may be busy with school runs. I may be busy going on holiday. This stuff is working for me. So yes, and it's just part of what you are trying to talk about. You have to identify what works for you. Do not just do things because you see other people doing it. And then before you know, you can have all the money, but if you're stressed up, what's the point of doing things that are going to stress us up? So yeah, so I get it. So thank you for that. Is there any other thing that you feel our listeners could benefit from what you do?
Yeah, I think when I start talking about women working on their marriage and not working on it with their spouse, one of the things that people say is that oh, I get it. That means I'm going to have to do all the work. Yeah, and I have found that this does not mean that you have to do all the work. This means that you bring something different back to that relationship.
That's right.
And we take a lot of responsibility for a lot of our spouse and our kids' happiness. And that sometimes that means actually paying less attention to what they are trying to pull out of you and being more intentional about taking care of yourself and giving what is easy for you to give without feeling resentment.
Wow. That's really good. So many tips here for people that are listening. And if you've been overwhelmed, you have issues with your relationship and, you know, overwhelmed with the cares of life and you don't know what to do, I think this is all full of nuggets for things that you can all apply to kind of help you in your life. So in terms of summary, I just wanted to summarize what we've been talking about, Cherry.
Well, we've been talking about how to be more joyful, how to be more happy in your everyday life. And I believe that when you focus on that happiness and how to be more happy, then you bring something much more positive back to your relationships. You bring that happy, you bring that calm, you bring that energy back to all the other things that you do. And then you have something better to be sharing with others. It's so easy to get focused on our frustration and irritability and overwhelm. So imagining that you can bring something more positive back, that feels really good.
That is really good. Good. So we're coming to the end of the show podcast. And if anyone that has been experiencing some of the issues we're talking about here, you're so overwhelmed with whatever that you are doing and you have maybe some issues in your relationship and you're just finding it difficult to kind of manage everything, how can people get in contact with you, Cherry?
The best way to get in contact with me is through my website, and it's my name, cherrytimko.com. And I have all of the things there, all the links to where I spend time in social media, where you can contact me, and you can even contact me directly through there.
Excellent. And to everyone that is listening, if you are a woman and you are listening, we've got a moms and women in business network group. And if you are in business or you are thinking of running a business and you don't know where to start, you want to network with other women to improve on maybe your mindset, to improve, have strategies in marketing and, you know, and just network with other women, feel free to contact me and I'll be able to add you to our group. So thanks to everyone that has been listening, and we will be back again on Friday with another show with another lady that is going to talk to us about how we can all be happy. So thank you, Cherry, for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much.